Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, January the 18th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Avenue Supermart, the company that runs DMart chain of retail stores, declared its results on Saturday, and guess what? The glitter around DMart seems to be waning. DMart has been a darling of the stock market since its listing, but it is going through a rough patch. How do things turn from here? Well, first the Q3 results. The main reason for disappointment was sharply lower profits compared to expectations. Analysts were expecting a net profit of 646 crore for the quarter, which came in at 590 crores. On a year-on-year basis, net profit was up 6.6%, but sequentially it was down 13.8%. Operating margins also fell marginally though to 8.38% during the quarter, but it is not the fall itself, but the fact that operating profit margin was the lowest in 6 quarters that is more worrying. Gross margins were also under stress. At 14.8%, the gross profit margin was down by 60 basis points year on year and 30 basis points quarter on quarter. Neville Narona, the managing director of Avenue Supermarts, indicated that the decline in gross margins was due to falling sales in general merchandise and apparel segment. The fact is, FMCG and staples segment is usually a less profitable segment for retailers. General merchandise and apparels are the ones which bring in higher margins. A change in the sales mix in favor of staples obviously drags down margins, and that is exactly what has happened. Non-FMCG sales or the discretionary items from DMart shelves did not move as fast as the staples. Normally, Q3 is also a seasonally strong quarter for DMart, usually delivering margins in excess of 15% because it has a higher share of general merchandise and apparel sales because of the festival season. But this year was a multi-year low in terms of margins. What exactly is causing this, and will this trend reverse soon enough? The first and foremost reason is something articulated by Narona himself. According to him, inflationary stress has been acutely impacting mass discretionary consumption, and low footfalls has been impacting impulse purchases. A third reason analysts point out is intensifying competition and gradually weakening unit economics. For the past many years, DMart did very well because of its fantastic value proposition, but now it faces stiff competition from deep-pocketed peers, and this competition is seen across DMart's top districts. This is what analysts tracking the company closely are saying. For the near term, one redeeming factor could be that inflationary pressures could be in retreat. Retail inflation for December, for example, came in at 5.72% compared with 5.88% in November. And as we go into this year, inflation is only expected to moderate even more, and that could give consumers some breathing space, and demand for discretionary consumption will come back in all likelihood. But then there are other issues. Not only was per store revenue growth muted at 4% for DMart year-on-year basis, even on a 3-year basis, growth was only 2%. Plus, revenue per square feet also declined 2% year-on-year, while 3-year CAGR stood at minus 3%, as DMart has been incrementally adding large area stores even as per store revenue has remained muted. In the third quarter, DMart added 4 stores, taking the total to 22 in the first 9 months of FY23. In fact, it will need to open 28 stores in the last quarter to match last year's 50 store additions. By the way, the 4 stores added in December quarter is against an expectation of 12 store additions for the quarter. When there is stress around, obviously it's not a great idea to go ahead with too much expansion. But then that strategy can be prudent on part of the management. That is no reason for optimism. In fact, it just tells you that the management itself is not seeing any significant pickup in growth in a hurry. So the gap between expectation from the market and what the company is delivering is really sizable. But market expectations are what they are. They're built into the stock price. After all, the stock still trades at a trailing price earnings multiple of more than 100 times and commands a market cap of 2.4 lakh crore. Now, coming to the question of what do you do as an investor? If you look at recommendations from brokerages, opinion is kind of divided. Some are worried about the suboptimal unit economics and heightened competitive intensity and thus have a sell on the stock. Some others are giving credit for its glorious past track record of being a consistent compounder and baking in 20% plus growth for FY25 and FY26 and justifying the higher multiples. And there are others who are somewhere in between. The reality is that DMart has a proven business model. It is indeed India's most profitable, low-cost retailer, and it has an exceptional management. But the business landscape is changing because of competition coming in and, as we discussed, sluggishness in discretionary demand. The latter is fixable and it will get fixed soon, but the former is a bit of a headache. Here it is worth recalling Warren Buffett's insight that when a reputation of a business is pitched against the reputation of a management, it is the reputation of the business that will overpower. What it means is, if a business starts to deteriorate because of poor economics, even a great management cannot really alter it dramatically despite its best efforts. So till the time competition does not find its sweet spot, it will not allow DMart to settle down. A third dimension to this story is how the digital retailing landscape is evolving will also keep rearing its head and weighing down valuations. So under these circumstances, when you look at the multiple one is paying for the company, it cannot be justified. That's all from me today. Catch you tomorrow, same time.